have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Not be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk us up. In every situation, whatever you may be going through, don't be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with you. Mm-hmm. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Jesus,
walk with me,
talk
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We are extremely excited about the goodness of the Lord. I am excited that you're here with us on today, that we could share in this gospel. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Welcome, 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 welcome. I want you to know our God is a great God. Our God is a good God. Our God hears and answers us. And we have to know, no matter what, he's still good. So I just want to greet you with the love of the Lord on today. I send a shout out to each of you, the listeners that are listening in. We're grateful for you taking time out of your schedule. We send a shout out to our visionary of this Elation Radio, none other than our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson, to our Elation family, to my family, my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, our children, spiritual children, everybody. We just send a shout out to everyone on today. We're grateful that you could be with us on today. Listen, many of you, this may be your first time listening in. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast truly is all about. I want you to get your pen, get your paper, get what you need to study the gospel. After we share what this Just For You podcast is about, we're going to pray and get right into the Word of God. Amen. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. We are going to go before the Lord and ask him to come in and to sup with us, to be with us in everything that is going to be done, all the word that is going to be spoken, and that he will lead, guide, and direct us all. We need him for everything. There's not one thing I don't need the Lord for, and I graciously acknowledge that, and I hope that you will too. Join me in a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We thank you, God, for being with us on today. Would you lead, God, and direct us in every word? Would you help us in every area we need help in? Would you strengthen us because we need your strength? Would you talk to us through your word that we may hear what it is that you want to do in our lives? We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we are excited to be here with you again another week. This truly is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to share with you on today a very, very familiar passage. But the question is, and our topic on today is, can he help us? Can he help us?
There are times when nobody can help you like God can. He can speak one word and everything will change. He can give you strength when you are weak. He can tell you it's going to be all right when it looks like all chaos is around. Let's go into the Word of God to hear just how he can help us on today. On John 6, we'll be reading from the King James Version. Again, that's John 6. We'll be reading from the King James Version. Let's begin at verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Listen, the people were following him. He was hard pressed. He went into the grass. He went and sat in a mountain where he sat with his disciples, the Word of God said. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. It was coming up. When Jesus then lifted his eyes and saw a great company unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these shall eat? Listen, the people have come. They're looking for something that he has to give. And they know they came, my God, today in expectation. They didn't just come because they knew his name. They came in expectation. And just like Jesus, he knew that there was an expectation, and he wanted to first begin by feeding them naturally. I need us to pay attention to this because it's going to teach us something on today. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. When he asked Philip the question, he knew he was going to come back with what he was going to say. 7 says, Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they amongst so many? And Jesus, I'm going to say it again, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. Let me stop right here for a moment. I need you all to catch and to get that Jesus knew exactly how to meet the need of 5,000 that came just to hear him speak. They came in expectation. There are times in your life when I say this, I want you to hear my heart, that nobody can do for you what Jesus can. And these people yoked up in agreement. They decided they were going to find Jesus. And when they got there, they would not leave him alone. They knew if they let him know that their presence was there, that he was to do something. I want to go back and say that again. They knew if they came and they were yoked together in a spirit of expectation, that they knew he was apt to do something. Isn't it amazing how far we will go to go through some things that will change our lives, or that will make us go through processes, or that will help us to do something that we believe God for? And in that pressing, we have an expectation that he is going to move. I need to know today, do you have an expectation of how God is going to allow something or what you're praying for to move in your life? It is that expectation that grasps his heart. It is the word of God that gives us a foundation, but it is our faith in God that gives us an outcome. Whenever we believe him for what he says, he will manifest his truth. Our truth of healing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what type of healing you need, if you believe that the word says, by his stripes we were healed, not we are healed, we might be healed, it could happen, I don't know when it's, listen, you come in alignment and agreement with the word of God, and God is going to come in alignment with you. He cannot lie against himself. He will not turn on his own word. He will not say that he didn't say it. Once you understand the principles of God, we can receive the principles that he promised us in his word. I want us to be proactive of not just reading. This is why I say get your Bible. You can get your phone, your tablet, whatever measure and means that you use to read the word of God and receive what he says, that you can know it for yourself. It's something when somebody else tells you something. It could be accurate or it can be inaccurate. Anybody ever played a game called the telephone game? The way the game worked, it used to be, I'm going to tell on my age by saying how this game worked. We had two cans with a string in between them. The goal was to tell somebody something, and by the time it got to the last person, we would hear what the beginning of the story started like, how it ended up. How many of you know by the time it got to the last person, the story had changed? All the details had changed. Because remember, people hear what they hear. It doesn't mean they were wrong, but that is how they analyze the conversation. When you read the word of God, I'm so grateful that as you pray before you read, as you ask him for understanding, he is a God that loves us enough that he will send preachers. He will send those to teach, those to allow us to grasp that word, to study it. Now, here's where our faith takes root. Once you've heard a great sermon, a great lesson, it is up to you to study it. It is up to you to grab your purse, your actual Bible, whatever it is that you use, amen, to study the word of God. We have got to do more than hear. We've got to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed. Why is that important? Because like the telephone game, anybody can tell you something. How will you know it's true? Once you began to study the word of God, then you have more than just hearing. You are now actively participating with the word of God. You're learning who he is. You're learning what the atmosphere was. I love how this scripture talks about the grass, and it gives us a visual that there was so much grass, and remind yourselves it was 5,000 people that he fed, plus the disciples and anybody else. Then he had enough left over that it filled 12 baskets. Aren't you glad whatever you need today that he's the same Jesus that filled up 12 baskets that he can fill up whatever you need? Do you need him to fill you up with peace? Do you need him to fill you up with joy? Do you need him to save you on today? Do you need him to restore you on today? What is it that you need from the Lord? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word is immutable. His word is true. He never fails us. He is God. And he will do what he said he'll do. Jesus came to this earth to walk amongst men, to let them know not only was he real, but he understood. He understood and had compassion for the 5,000 that they needed to be fed. And he knew that they had what was needed. There is a blessing in having what the Lord needs to multiply something for his good. Let me say it again. It is a good thing to have something that the Lord needs that he can multiply it for his good. That young man, let's talk about him that was going the Bible calls him a lad, a child. And like we often say, can you imagine? Listen, I'm going to give you a list. You go get these items and you come back home. And he goes and he does what he's told to do. And all of a sudden, he sees this crowd. In this crowd, he's got to make his way back home. Come on, y'all. Has there ever been a crowd around you that you couldn't make your way back home? God knew that his obedience depended on what he was going to do. This little child could have been intimidated. Did you all hear me say there were 5,000 people? That could have been intimidating to a lad. But this child still follow what the Lord gave him to do. It never records that he got angry. It never records that he talked back. It never records that he didn't say, I'm not giving you anything. The Bible was clear that when the disciples said, there's a lad with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, then Jesus had something that he could work with for his miracle. What is it today that you need that Jesus can work with for your miracle? Is it your health? Is it your mind? Is it your relationships? Is it your finances? Is it your growth spiritually? Is it that you need him to do that your life would be changed? I want you to know on today, he is that same Jesus. He's the same Jesus that saw the compassion of the people and wanted to feed them. He's the same Jesus that knew his very own disciples. It is clear that he said, I knew what Philip was going to say. Because when you walk with the Lord enough, he understood that something. Philip knew something had to be done. And in his finite mind, he didn't see that the miracle was right in front of him. How many times do we go through life and understand that Jesus, yes, is his name, but do you understand that the miracle is right in front of you? Do you understand while you yet trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out? Do you understand, like the disciples, while they were trying to hear his next move, he already knew what he was going to do. He already knew that the people needed to see him create another miracle. Why? Because they knew of his history and his past. Do you know of Jesus' history and his past? What do you know about him that draws you to him even now? Do you know that he cares? Do you know that he saves? Do you know that he delivers? Do you know that he's looking for you and that he loves you so much that he went to Calvary's cross? He shed his blood. He gave his life for you. That why we owe him everything. We don't just come into a relationship and say, Lord, I accept you. We say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for doing all that you did. Why? Because his sacrifice was great. On that mount, the Bible records, after he did miracles, he sat with his disciples. That was an intimate place. That was a safe place. That was a secure place for him to rest for a moment. He knew what lied ahead. I want to tell you on today, Jesus knows what lies ahead for your life. There is no need to fear. There is no need to worry. There is no need to let go. All we have to do is, when we accept him as Lord, is believe his word. And the word is what it says. It doesn't change. It doesn't reverse itself. What it does is bring clarity and truth to us. The word of God says, if you're in need of a healing, hallelujah, the word of God says, and he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and by his stripes we were healed. Not are healed, were, past tense. When he died, when he took those stripes on his back, each and every stripe and disease, he already made way for provision and for healing. We accept his healing. Come on, somebody. We accept our strength. We accept whatever it is that he's promised each and every one of us, that we may see his hand fulfilled in our life. I'm grateful that this word wasn't written just for a certain group of people. I'm glad that the word, when you open it up in any culture, in any environment, in any place, that it is for us all. And it is to whoever has an ear, the word of God says, let them hear. Is that you on today? Is that me on today? Is that someone who may have not known that the love that God extends is to them on today as well? Perhaps it's not during this live that they will get this word. Maybe it's when God says, hey, you need to listen to the Just For You podcast. And at that moment, when the word goes forth is when it's meant for you. Don't you just love that Jesus didn't X out anybody? I need you to keep that in mind when life comes upon you, when things change, places change. Listen, our God is in control. And if we allow him to have his glory, greater works, the Bible says, we shall do in his name. Do you want to just do average and just do something that you can do yourself? Or do you want him to be glorified? Do you want him to be lifted up? Where all men know he's real. Where all men know that nobody could have done it but him. Do you want him to get the glory? We're living in a time where his glory needs to be seen. Wherever you are, you can bring his glory into the atmosphere with you. I wouldn't want to live this life if I couldn't share with somebody else how great and how good he is, how he can do the impossible when it seems it's impossible, how he can make a way out of no way, how he can make the crooked places straight, how he can make the high place low, how he can do whatever needs to be done for his children and for his siblings. Jesus is our elder brother. Abba Father is our all-knowing, all-seeing, ever-gracious, loving Father. And he extends himself to each and every one of us. What am I saying? Don't just live to hear a sermon, a teaching, go to your church, and that's all you do, that's all you hear. Learn to commune with him in the times that you need him, in the times just to give him praise, in the times to worship him. What you don't want to do is take him for granted. I want to share a few more scriptures, and I want to close out with us understanding his word. 17, and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and walking nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Then they were willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at land whither they had went. The day following, that means the next day, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not, for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth until everlasting life, the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him have God the Father sealed. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. He said then, they said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread, that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no ways cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Isn't it something that the promise that the Father gives us, the promise that he makes to us, is to commune to him, to come to him? This is why the preacher says that all that want to receive the Lord, let them come. Let them show a physical sign that they want him in their lives, that they can live with him in a communion state, that they don't just give him their hand, but they give him their heart, and they give them their life, that he may be glorified and lifted up. Aren't you glad that he made the statement that he was not to lose anything, but on that last day he will raise it up again? The Bible, we know, is true, because it says that when he returns, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain will be changed in a twinkling of the eye. Read the word with understanding and clarity by asking him his divine will. I want you to be comforted on today to know that our God is able to do anything but fail. He's a keeper. He's our everything. He's our Alpha. He's our Omega. He knows what to do and how to do it when we need him most. I want you to be encouraged on today. That word is for each and every one of us. If he was able to do it then, he's able to do it now. And here's the biggest, biggest lesson of it all. Don't want him just for the, oh my God, don't want him just for the miracle. Want him because he's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, that he died and he gave his life, and that means everything. Don't live in the yesterday only. Live in your today. That if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, there is yet still time while there's blood running in your veins. Time to say yes to the Lord, because nobody can save us like he can. There is time to still receive your miracle, but don't just want them for the miracle alone. After you get your miracle, stick with him. Stay with him. Pray. Commune. Get to know him through his word. I'm concerned when we can just sing and dance all the time, but we can't pick up a Bible and sit down and hear his voice. I'm concerned if we get caught up in what religion looks like, but we never knew his name. We just called it in church. I'm concerned if it appears that he is so gracious and he's so merciful, and he is. But there's a power in him that heals, that saves, that delivers. I want to know all of Jesus. I don't want to know just some parts of his word. I want to know all that he would do for mankind, to love them, to save them, to provide, to open doors, close doors, to become all that we need because we're connected to him. Don't dwindle your relationship down to a miracle only. Take in all of him. All of his ways, all of his heart. Don't just have your heart. Replace it with his heart. And you'll see the glory of God in your life. If you don't know him, and you have been crying out, and you've been saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get to the Lord. Here's your opportunity. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we shall be saved. It is that he will give you the wisdom that you need. He will send you where you are to be trained. He will let you know he's walking with you and talking with you. I have found even in times physically, when my body has gone through and the Lord will say, I need you to pray for this individual to do that, to draw them closer to me. Obedience. Obedience. If you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the fat of the land. I want you to be encouraged on today. And if this message was for you, take it wholeheartedly. I did. I love the fact that he was who he was, that he did what he did, the way he did it, that all mankind would know that he is Lord. And not just for the miracle only, but I love the fact that he sat down with the disciples after ministering to so many, the Bible records, as being filled with diseases. And he yet took the time to sit down with the disciples before he did what his next assignment was. That's a mighty, 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 gracious, compassionate elder brother. Know your role on today. Remember what he said. And don't forget that as you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you, and we shall see the hand of God move, because he does not lie, and he does not make a mistake. Thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. I pray that it strengthens you. I pray that it heals you. I pray that whatever you need, he will provide, that you may be drawn closer to him, and that heaven is glorified because of your testimony, your salvation, your restoration, whatever it is that you needed, that he gets all the glory for it. I'm excited about that. I'm excited for you, each and every one of you that listen to this podcast and that follows the word, that is drawn closer to him, that the kingdom of God is being enlarged. Kingdom blessings to you on today. Well, I want you to know we're coming down to another month that's fastly approaching and closing out. I want to say if this is your birthday month, the month of October, we celebrate you. To our very own nephew, Antoine, God bless you on your birthday. Nephew Robert, God bless you on your birthday. Brother-in-law Byron, God bless you on your birthday. If this was your birthday month, I celebrate you. For You celebrates you. Elation Radio celebrates you. We want you to know we celebrate you. Whether it's your birthday, a new job, a new car, a new house, perhaps a new baby, may God bless you. May his hands be upon you. And may you understand what true celebration is for your birthday, for your special day, for your wedding, for your anniversary, whichever it is, may God bless you. Then we recognize on the other end of the spectrum that there are times when things happen and we need the Lord. Perhaps that's during death. We lift up our very own sister, evangelist and co-pastor Angela Hicks and the Hicks family, AJ, Pastor AJ Hicks, God bless you, Bishop, all of you all that are going through a loss. I'm telling you, it's not a loss when we're saved, but it hurts when we have to say goodbye. So to so many that are saying goodbye to loved ones, family, friends, I want you to know the Lord loves you on today. And that he hears your cry. He is as close to you as you hear this voice. He loves you and he cares about what you're going through. Perhaps you haven't experienced a death or needed prayer in the aspect of loss, or maybe you need a job. We want you to know here at Elation Radio and at the Just For You podcast, we are praying for you. We're praying for you. Maybe you need provision. He's a provider. We're praying for you. Then I want you to know there are times because we are in need, there are external resources that are available to help us through our time of need. For us in the St. Louis area, we dial 211 for United Way for resources that affect us in various areas. In addition to that, we have the Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. You can reach out to them at ulstl.com. I'm excited that these organizations can meet the needs of so many through a simple phone call. Now, there might be additional steps that you may have to take depending on your need, but be excited that help is nigh. These are external resources, outside local assemblies, outside other resources that could not help as they are larger and more empowered. please, by all means, make sure you reach out, that you can get the help that you need. Perhaps it isn't those resources that you need. The St. Louis County Library, SLCL.org, offers Flow Kits, which are sanitary napkins for women, personal items that they provide, as well as for diapers. If you are in need of those items, please contact CL.org for more information. Listen, I'm so excited that we have some exciting news to share. As we have shared with you previously, we at Elation Radio are preparing for Elation Honors. Elation Honors is a night of a gala, a formal gala that we dress up and we celebrate servant leaders from across the country. We are so excited for those that are going to be celebrated on that night. Listen, I don't know about you, but when someone does a great job, it is a beautiful thing to say thank you. And on this year, we have various ones that have completed great works, hallelujah, that did great, amazing things. Now, we recognize they're not the only ones that have done great things, but we acknowledge the work that they do in their cities, in their positions, in the areas of which they serve, because it is to be commended. It is to be recognized, and each year our team goes by and we pray and ask the Lord to give us wisdom on the work that is to be done and the things and the people, and we ask God to come in. I'd love to share with you this year's honorees for the Just For You, not just for you, for the Elation Honors. This is Elation Honors Gala from our very own visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our chairman of the board, Bishop Ernest Richards. The chair is Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And let us share with you the wonderful names of those that will be selected and celebrated on this evening. We have Apostle Beauty Cooper, Anita Wilder, Pastor Eric Ross, Dr. Sylvia Hunter, Attorney and Pastor Tommy Hurston, Neil Richardson, Keaton Treat, Veronica Morrow Real, Reverend Mary Tillman, Xavier L. Smith, Sherry Ward, Jeremy Brock, Carmen Jefferson Stewart, Cedric Crutchfield. Our honorees, can you celebrate them on today? They are truly doing a great job. And our other honoree that we love in our city ever so well is Mr. Michael P. McMillan of the Urban League. Listen, we have great honorees on this year. We pray a prayer of protection over them for their families. We're looking forward to celebrating them. But hey, that's not all. On Friday night, November 18th, 2022, at 6:30 in the evening, beginning at 6 p.m. with our meet and greet, you get an opportunity to meet the staff of Elations, followed by Pastor's Corner with Bishop Elder, Bishop Ernest Richard. We're changing positions, so we're flowing and growing. Amen. And then immediately following them and the Pastor's Corner is Beyond the Fence. They will be in the house. It is our concert hour where they will celebrate in song. And there he is. I'm not telling it all. You just have to be there to see it. With Beyond the Fence, they'll have Shane Sams, David Benton, D.B. Jr., and they will have Will the DJ for the weekend. You want to be in the house that you don't miss any of that. Oh, but guess what? That's not all. On Saturday morning, on November 19th, beginning at 10 a.m., we will have our call to action impact workshops. We will have wonderful speakers, and they will be Evangelist Cynthia Bennett of Jotasa. If you know her, you know this is a woman that is an overcomer. She has expertise, as this is our Domestic Violence Month. She will be our speaker. Doctor, I'm saying doctor, calling it by faith, but Evangelist Cynthia Bennett. We also will have our very own Charles McCutcheon. He is a real estate guru. He will be talking to us about zoning and real estate and what to do and how to navigate. You don't want to miss it. It is truly something that you're going to be filled with. All right. That's not it. Join us again immediately after those workshops and lunch to begin with From Ashes to Beauty. From Ashes to Beauty at 1 p.m. Now listen, I'm not just saying it because they're my sisters. Okay, maybe. But I want you to know we have some fabulous people in our very own Elation family. We're so very proud of them and the works that they do in their various cities, and we want you to come and to be a part of this with us. We can't do it without you. So at 1 p.m., our very own visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, birthed this vision. It will be with Apostle Beauty. It will be with Pastor Alicia Curry. It will be with Dr. Lowe in spirit. And it will be with Apostle Sylvia Hunter and myself. Come and celebrate with us at 1 p.m. at the Drury Inn. All of these wonderful events are going to be at the Drury Inn Brentwood, 8700 Eager Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63144. You don't want to miss one event if you can. I promise you, you are going to be in for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night of celebration for the 2 days of love that we have for Elation Honors. We tip our hat off again to our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson for her love, her sacrifice, her leading our team. We love you so much. We appreciate you, and we're looking forward to serving even the more. We appreciate our chairman of the board, Bishop Ernest Richard. We appreciate you. May God bless you. And to all of our Elation family and to each and every one of you listening in. I have a few more announcements, and that is on Monday night, you can hear Pastor Michelle Y. Wright and Pastor Donald Wright Jr. for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Mondays on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, we will be back here. Lord says the same for the Just For You podcast at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the second and fourth Fridays, this will be the last fourth Friday that we will have our From Ashes to Beauty. We will reconvene in January. I want you to know it has been a pleasure to serve you. From our From Ashes to Beauty team, please join us for our final Friday, the last Friday, the fourth Friday of October, that you can convene with us and we will celebrate until we see each other or talk to each other via Clubhouse. That will be in January if the Lord says the same. I want to thank you for joining us on today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Please join us. Spread the word. You can hear our podcast on YouTube as well as the digital platforms. Please search Elation Radio. You'll find other podcasters there as well. We are thankful for the opportunity to spread this gospel that someone can be saved, healed, and delivered is our prayer. Thank you again for listening in this week. Please keep us all lifted up in prayer. We desire and we need your prayers, and we're not too proud to say it. Thank you again. We appreciate you. We love you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. And thank you to my husband for listening in and supporting on tonight. God bless you. I love you. And we'll talk again soon, everybody. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
How did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. By the grace. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace. remember the time when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I would obey. For God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way.
Thank you.